Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
So greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for July 13th, 2013. And I hope you're doing well, all things considered. A long time ago, I once read something that resonated with wisdom, and I never forgot it. It was about the focus of our attention as a measure of worth-ship, the worth of oneself as an expression of worship. That's where we put our attention as an expression of intent for what we want, what we value or otherwise worship with our attention. And in that regard of worship as worth-ship, there are three levels of worth-ship. The core level is a matter of basic survival, physical health, and things like food and shelter to survive. We may take these things for granted until we lose them, and then we'll worship or otherwise pray just about anything to get the basics back. That's when a lot of people find their inherent power as the source of spirituality at the heart of true religion. When the core level is of survival is well maintained, pure intention tends to focus attention on the welfare of people, whether the nearest and dearest, as when raising a family or in community service, or people in need worldwide. Worship, or worth-ship in this sense, makes the world go round. And when this level of thrival is reached, we naturally see expressions of the Holy Spirit of love and action. This is when worth-ship seeks the highest and best use of our gifts, talents, and resources for a better world. Now, sometimes I interview guest authors or musicians or therapists or visionaries who are a lot smarter than me about the divine order and harmony within the universe. And other times, I invite listeners of the show to be my guests. So be my guest and call in if you'd like to add to the conversation. The high road to the high ground, where a higher power is grounded, centered, and connected in our conscience, being, and world. So I'm going to go into cosmic show information for today now, theme being aspiring to greatness. And many of my guests on Cosmic Love are those I consider authentic heroes, you know, a full spectrum of enlightened souls with extraordinary vision, virtue, valor, and experience pioneering the new frontier of cosmic love. Personally, I'm fascinated by the journey of the hero as made famous by Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. My first show on Cosmic Love is the true story on the path of God and country, and there's a link to that on the path on the homepage of Cosmic Love. You can read that book. It's a photojournalistic account. One of the most amazing examples of divine synchronicity you may have ever heard of. And it's a true story. It's a mind blower. And since then, I've sought the miraculous, you might say, through the hero's journey of others. So after 6 years of archived Cosmic Love shows, interviewing people who, as I said, are a lot smarter than me, I've gone through a personal metamorphosis. This Cosmic Love show has changed me, and I may not learn fast, but I learn good. The steady path of inspiration that aspires to greatness. That's the theme of the show today, aspiring to greatness. And I hope everyone can identify with this, you know, the hero's journey, kind of tune into the concept of what Earth's evolutions are going through right now. It's a time of momentous change, and I think this is a theme that will help some, perhaps, and that's the whole idea of it. So what I've learned is, in this process of doing the show for 6 years, is that expectation and anticipation for greatness, one's aspiring to greatness, is often the prelude of the experience. And in the larger scheme of conscious evolution, you know, as eternal progression, we ultimately get what we ask for as an expression as an experience for empowering wisdom of a more enlightened love nature, all that is real in the spirit of cosmic love. Now, I'm being metaphoric here, but basically I'm talking about how we create a field with our attention, our intention for you might say, retention of the process of evolutionary ascension in a dimension I refer to as cosmic love. And the lesson, of course, of all this is often what not to do. And learning by mistakes is, part of human nature. But the fast track to the high ground aspires to greater service to others. Liberating greatness serves the benefit of all. So this is the theme today. And it's kind of like the placebo effect in medicine, where you believe in the medicine, and even if it's a sugar pill, it's going to work like the medicine. It's like the power of the mind and the power of the an upward mobile spirit, as in aspiring to greatness, is not seldom the prelude of the revelation. In other words, it primes the pump. It sets the matrix. It basically becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this is the theme of the show today, aspiring to greatness. And I'm going to put it within the context of American heroism. And, of course, when I refer to America, the new high ground for America is no longer a place in space geographically. Space, as we've known it on Earth, has been virtually eliminated by the instant everywhere and interactive Internet, our new global village. And our hearts and minds can now connect with the new social conscience in our global social networks. This is the evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness that I go into in different shows on cosmic love. And it's the global connected high ground for America, which is, if you take the letters, AMERICA, it's the scrambled anagram code for I am race. An anagram is a scrambled letter code, you might say. If you scramble the letters of America, the keyword or the code word for America is the I am race, in terms of I am, pure intent of unified race. In other words, a race of those who identify with, the highest and best purpose for which, soul incarnation is fulfilled. You might say for conscious ascent as the progressive gathering of the tribes of Israel, all that is real in God, love, I am, source, however you know God, what is real. And in this case, what Israel, I'm referring to a worldwide checkup from the neck up, a reality check, as will involve and evolve the full spectrum of awakening to the power of love, the wisdom of peace, and the wisdom of peace with the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos. I'm going to turn off this fan here. I was probably providing some background noise. So this common sense aspiration to unity of the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos, you might say, it reflects and perfects our spirituality as the United Sovereigns of Earth. And again, this is a theme that I refer to often in Cosmic Love shows, and referencing the concept of we the people as the United Sovereigns of Earth, the new U.S. as United Sovereigns. And in this sense of America as the I am race, this is true American greatness that aspires to universal wholeness in the larger scheme of conscious evolution on Earth as in cosmos at large. Now, the infographic for this that I have on the link provided on the Cosmic Love homepage, and those who are listening to this in archives in the future, I have this link with this graphic, this infographic that says, I think a hero is any person really intent on making this a better place for all people. And that's a quote by Maya Angelou. So I provided some different infographics with that link that you can also read. One's referring how peace activism is the highest calling. We hope someday you'll join us. And there's graphics photoshopped together of Mahatma Gandhi and John Lennon and Albert Einstein, Martin Luther King. And some other infographics I provide there go into some different contemporary issues that we're all dealing with, what's going on with our government at this time, and it's kind of stepping down, you know, the concept of the highest and best purpose for America in the context of the challenges we face now. So I thought I'd also go into today an article this last week. Some of you may have received, and it's called Beyond Political BS or Belief Systems. So part of this series of articles I've done recently and shows on cosmic love have been regarding to the July 4th global uprising, you might say, what's going on all over the world, how it's morphed from Arab Spring in the Middle East to the Egyptian overthrow of their President Morsi, and the progress of the evolution, you might say, the evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness worldwide. It's another article I recently did. There's a great infographic quote from Alan Cohen who says, "Do what is healing to your spirit, and without effort, you will bring the world healing in return." So this is kind of where we're at in the summer doldrums here in Montana. We've had a beautiful summer. And a lot of summer weather across the country, a really mixed bag nationwide and worldwide. But there is been an amazing energy a lot of people have felt, some people have tuned into as far as the astrology at the time with an extraordinary grand trine between Neptune, Saturn, and Jupiter that's been going on. These are outer planets. It's been going on for a few weeks, and it brings a very soft energy, a very, you might say, soft pink love energy that I've tried to tune into and reference as the central theme in writings recently. Rather than deal with how bad things are, I'm trying to tune into and focus how good things could be. And to the, in terms of the divine destiny of Earth's evolution at this time, to heal ourselves of the dystopia and destruction of the abundant life on Earth. I mean, if, you know, you can. There's a lot of problems, and there's a lot of opportunity. And where we focus our attention again is where our worship or our God is. So, see the good and make it so. That's kind of the theme here. A vision and the concept of utopia, how good things could be, heals dystopia with application of current capabilities, utilizing our highest and best gifts, talents, and resources for creating a global village where the power of love is harnessed, the engine for the next economy in the public sphere, culturing social conscience in our global social networks. I love that quote by Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's a French name, but he says that man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. So recent revelations have shown people worldwide that we haven't harnessed this fire yet, this fire of conscience in our social networks. There's a process, again, with these emerging social networks, there's a process that's evolving, you know, an emerging social conscience. Harnessing that fire for the second time in the history of the world, discovering fire. And we're talking about a fiery spirit, a fiery consciousness, you know, the law of the angels, language of the angels, you know, however you know God. you know, it's like fire, the fiery mountain, you know, that Moses goes to the mountaintop and a voice comes out of the fire, you know, and is, that's the, basically, as the veil is thinning, as a subject I've talked about in a lot of shows, you know, cosmic love, that as the veil is thinning with galactic alignment, now, there is a surge in the source field. You might say, some people would even call it a prayer field, where the energies, the frequencies of heart coherence and mind congruence, you know, heart-mind congruence, there's an energy that's matriculating the matrix, you might say, or, you know, basically from the inside out, waking people up. So we had a big wake-up call this last month. Here's another infographic with a picture of Edward Snowden in the background, and he's holding up his hand. With has got a seal on there, National Security Agency. And the infographic says, the NSA is mad at Edward Snowden. They didn't like it when he violated their privacy. So this concept of what's going on with the unveiling of secret government that serves only the secret agendas of power over people rather than of by and for the people, this is going critical mass in the collective conscience of global humanity. I mean, people all over the world are watching this and going, holy goodness, to say the least. And the point here is, if, you know, if consent of the governed is to mean anything at all, then the public obviously must wake up, wise up, and stand up for universal rights governing global metamorphosis, as systemic upgrade that empowers wisdom with a higher concept of love in the public sphere. Practical spirituality, you might say. So this is why I want to thank all of who have celebrated your freedom over the holidays, you know, the July 4th holiday, by forwarding, you know, the emails that I sent to those on the list. And basically, this message of forwarding freely, you know, moving forward, and your reward in the short term or larger scheme of things is more freedom and opportunity. This is you know, the spirit of the evolution revolution that you might say, by contributing to it in heart and spirit and doing what you can, it's good karma for good deeds, and that's part of the reward in the larger scheme of things. The greatest blessing, I believe, naturally goes to the meek and humble who care for the abundant life of others even more than for themselves. So this is the spirit of service to others at the heart of the global evolution in higher consciousness that has pure intent for focusing our attention on the solution. You might say the soul-lution. For united souls, you know, all of us in a united state, with retention of cosmic universal law language at the heart of the divine destiny of the United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, this is a theme I refer to, again, consistently in the Cosmic Love Show, that there is a unity conscience, a unity consciousness that's emerging in our global village. And whether you refer to it as a united state of united souls, you know, U.S., us, a united state of united souls, or the divine destiny of the United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, informed consent of, by, and for the people is all of us. You know, it's global village now. And how we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience along more enlightened lines that frame divine law and order. Again, the law of the angles, language of the angels. This is a theme that, you know, I've repeated for emphasis. To understand the concept of there is a divine order in the universe, there are divine harmonics, whether you call it heart coherence or whatever. And in the name of loyalty, there are higher solutions. So, above all, practice being loyal to your soul. That's John Rogers' quote. Above all, practice being loyal to your soul. And ask yourself, is it true that morality will do better as it knows better? I mean, is that what we all want? Moral soul solutions. And are you aware that liberty is freedom with morality? I mean, is it true that global liberty is now the real issue? And would you agree that this is an independence movement? I mean, do you want to see the power of wisdom with love to be liberated worldwide? I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, we all hang together with a unity, with unity conscience along more enlightened lines, you know, whereby it's a win-win, you know, personal and public win-win. You know, it's going to get where we all want to go. And, I mean, this is the global issue that demands local, personal vision, virtue, valor, and your vow for security in the purity of intention, attention, retention, and ascension in the unified field dimension where love rules. So this brings me to another infographic that's got a picture of the Earth from space. And it says, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. So we're living in a global village, the family of man in a global village. And here we are. I mean, we have this instant everywhere interactive communications technology that defines a global village in principle. And we're getting to the point with social conscience emerging in our social networks where we'll be defining a global village in practice. And I'm going to be going into that more so. This has been, again, like I said, the theme recently in the articles. Those are on the list. You can join the list that I'm sending to Cosmic Love listeners. And you can just send me an email from the Cosmic Love homepage, and I'll put you on the list. The list has been growing pretty dramatically the last several months. A lot of people have come to the point where they just kind of want the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, as well as the how good it gets, how good it can be, and how to make it so. So, as I said, this is a global issue. And it's time to seize the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow with valor, and claim the victory of a higher standard of cosmic love for all of us. Now, when I say cosmic love, I'm referring to the love model, you know, which is a frame of reference for the constitution of conscience, the language of consciousness, the language of light. And on the webpage, the archives webpage, there's a lot of articles that go into exquisite metaphors for the language of consciousness as will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. And some people are interested in that, some people not so much. But what we're talking about, you know, a higher standard of communication for all of us, united souls and united solidarity of by and for the United Sovereigns of Earth. Or, as Thomas Paine said in Common Sense that sparked the spirit of the American Revolution, lead, follow, or get out of the way. We have the power to begin the world over again. And as that great soul Mahatma Gandhi said as he led India's independence revolution, be the change you want to see in the world. So we have the power, and we always will. I mean, the kingdom conscience, unity conscience is within us. The higher the concept of universal love for mediating the momentum of mass awakening, the greater the global results as self-correcting, self-governing, and self-healing of a self-fulfilling and self-elevation nature, and self-elevation as ascension, as salvation. So, again, we have the opportunity, we have the power, network for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality whereby cosmic love rules for thrival of the evolution forward freely. And that concept of forward freely, it's like, moving on. Our eyes are in front because it's more important to look ahead than to look back. So don't dwell on things in the past. Learn from them and keep moving forward. So I'm going to take a break here, a little station break. It's Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Love, July 13th, 2013. And I'm talking about today, I've been going into the subject of Cosmic Love for today. The theme is aspiring to greatness. And I thought I'd go into some more dimensions of this, what we're looking at. But one of the foundation principles that I bring into the show, and one of the things I'll be talking about on a regular basis, is that everyone needs to take care of and sponsor, you might say, the foundation for worldwide love is their own health. And we're talking about body, mind, and spirit, holistic health. Body is the temple of the living spirit, and your contribution to optimal body, mind, spirit health is the foundation for super immunity in your kingdom of cells. I love that expression, the kingdom of heaven is within you. We have trillions of cells in the body. They work together in the most amazing, miraculous way, for health. And people experience health to the extent that they provide the cells an environment in which they can thrive. And one of the things I've discovered, having had three holistic health centers over decades, is there are certain super nutrients, superfoods that affect the immune system and support the immune system and optimize the immune system like nothing else. There's two in particular. I've talked before about the Swedish pollen extract and the prescriptocyst. The prescriptocyst is the soil-based organisms that work in the gut to provide the type of soil, healthy soil, whereby the body, as you might say, a plant, grows out of the nutrients that are extracted in the colon through digestion. And so creating an environment there in which that process of assimilation of nutrients can thrive, the prescriptocyst, these soil-based organisms, provide breakthrough properties. There's about 30 different SBOs that researchers, doctors worldwide have researched over the years and shared notes and discovered have an extraordinary effect. I mean, it's the reason why elephants will travel 100 miles through the jungle to eat dirt in a certain clearing. And they'll keep coming back to that on a periodic basis to get these soil-based organisms. Well, animals have the instinct to do that. Researchers discovered what it is, what soil-based organisms will optimize gut health. And the guts, the colon, is about 80% of the immune system. Why? Because if you get a toxic gut, you know, drugs make the gut toxic. Dysbiosis from poor food combining can make the guts toxic. It's when you get gas and bloating. And when it's toxic, then those toxins go through the blood barrier in the colon and poison every cell in the body. That's why the colon is so important. They say it's as much as 80% of the immune system. Well, another huge factor in the immune system is what's called Swedish pollen extract, which is like standardized nutraceutical grade royal jelly. And I'm going into this now because I got a summer special on. You can get more information on the Swedish pollen extract for the immune system, what it does, why it does it, why some big pharma companies actually use the pollen extract for drip IVs in immunotherapy. When your immune system is wiped out, for example, after chemotherapy and radiation, they use this immunotherapy with this pollen extract in it to build the white blood count of the body dramatically. This is well documented. I'm not making medical claims. I'm just stating a fact that it can be used to build the immune system after you're extremely sick with drip IVs, or you can take it as a preventative to build health and prevent disease, keep the immune system strong with this pollen extract, which is, like I say, nutraceutical grade royal jelly. So more information on that on the homepage article for today at the bottom of the summer discounts. So so much for my unpaid political advertisement. I shouldn't say political. I should say unpaid sponsor advertisement. That's how you pay me. That's how I pay for Cosmic Love. That's how I support my writings. And so that's how I support your health in the process. So I thought I would key into several dimensions of local events with some more infographics. I'm having a lot of fun with infographics. The stuff I'm finding on Facebook is just incredible. As I said, if those who are listening, if you're interested in something to share, contemporary issue regarding the evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness, what's going on globally right now, I appreciate your insights. I realize, again, some people listening know a lot more about a lot of things than I do, so welcome to call in. You have the numbers on the Cosmic Love homepage, and for those who are interested, you can call those numbers. I'm not going to hold my breath. Sometimes I get response, and sometimes I don't, but we have the information. You can call in there if you want. Call-in numbers, toll-free, 888-627-6008. You can also call in on 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. So, I'm going to get back to some infographics here. Boy, there's been some great ones lately. I've got several hundred connections on Facebook, and a lot of them are into using these infographics. And these infographics tell a story with a picture that really kind of anchors the meaning of the words. Here, I mean, this is one I really love. A wise physician said, and there's this picture of this this couple, you know, on the street, the young lady's just pressing just an amazing kiss on this guy, you know, right there, and her heels are turned up, and she's just really into laying a big kiss on this guy, and the words go, a wise physician said, the best medicine for humans is love. Someone asked, well, what if it doesn't work? And he smiled and answered, increase the dose. I don't know. I love, maybe I'm sappy, but I love infographics like that. And I encourage anyone who has good infographics. I'm putting more of them on the articles I'm sending out on the email list regularly. But if you have some infographics you'd like to share, please do. You can send it to my email address. So here's one by Bill Moyers, who's one of my favorite courageous news media people who, you know, fearlessly addresses a lot of these social issues that are going on in the United States and the world. And he has this quote that he says, for the money spent so far on the Iraq war, we could provide free public higher education for the next 58 years. I mean, you've got college graduates all over the country who are just swamped in debt and are just, you know, they're just getting started in life, and a lot of them are just, you know, it's just, they're struggling, you know. And here we could, for the same amount that we spent on the Iraq war, you know, killing a few million people there and in the Middle East, I mean, we could, you know, we could provide free public higher education for the next 58 years. Amazing. And here's one of my favorite quotes, infographic, picture Albert Einstein in his younger years. And he's saying, school failed me, and I failed the school. It bored me. The teachers behaved like German sergeants. I wanted to learn what I wanted to know, but they wanted me to learn for the exam. What I hated most was the competitive system there, and especially sports. He wasn't into sports. He said, because of this, I wasn't worth anything. And several times they suggested I leave. This was a Catholic school in Munich. I felt that my thirst for knowledge was being strangled by my teachers. Grades were their only measurement. How can a teacher understand youth with such a system? From the age of 12, I began to suspect authority and distrust teachers. So that was Einstein speaking, and wow, I mean, does he really nail it, you know? He wasn't competitive, he wasn't a sports guy, so he was considered almost worthless, and he wanted to learn what he wanted to know, but they wanted him to learn for the exam, which is so much of the education system now. And here's a great quote by Albert in this regard. He says, everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. And we have a left brain dominant education system that, again, educates as a kind of, it doesn't teach what to, how to think as much as what to think. And Albert Einstein also said, his great quote of his, and this is another infographic, education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think. And again, with a system that's less brain dominant, you know, we're being graded and tested and evaluated based on, you know, what to think and how well you can, you know, replay, you know, what you're taught to think, what you're taught to know rather than how to think. That system gets stuck. Conscious evolution is a lifelong process that ideally encourages the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness at the heart of self-governance, how we govern ourselves. So here's another infographic that I'd share, but picture of a lady looking up and just, you know, with that wondering look on her, you know, look on her face, like, how long, oh God, will this, you know, insanity on earth last? That kind of a look. And the infographic is saying, you are not alone. All around the world, a quiet rage is building against the assault on our basic human values. More so than ever before in the history of humankind, the concerns and patience of all the world's people are being tested, tried, and attacked by a group of elitists that are hell-bent on world domination and the destruction of freedom for humanity. Bottom line of that, when it's saying refuse to remain silent. And I reminded me of an infographic that said, to sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards of men. And that's one by Abraham Lincoln. So that whole concept of this, there's a global awakening, and some people are waking up to the assault on our human values and how bad things are, and other people are waking up to how good things can be, how fast things have been changing, how fast things could change. I mean, in the blink of an eye, how things worldwide could change with a dramatic, you might say, uprising or uprising in consciousness, where by resources, tools, gifts, and talents of people worldwide are applied to breakthroughs, you know, for the basically the global evolution, revolution, and consciousness. And this is, again, the subject that, you know, I keep coming back to with my different shows. There's a lot of opportunity we have to do amazing things. And so for those who have go to, you know, the HeartCom Network page, archives of articles, that's, again, that link is provided on the Cosmic Love homepage. There's been a series of recent articles that go into this conscious movement, you might say this evolution, revolution in the higher consciousness. And basically we're talking about progress of the global evolution in higher consciousness. And I mean, many people now, in the name of, in the spirit of the American Revolution, has kind of been the same theme from the last show. And then since then, regarding celebrating Independence Holiday and what that looks like in the spirit that created the American Revolution. So, I mean, it's the divine destiny of America worldwide to basically celebrate that freedom and opportunity and to keep celebrating, you know, that spirit. There's a lot of us who are praying for the end of deadly GMO pesticides embedded in our food and fluoride poisons that are pumped into our water, an endless war that's programmed in our media and corporate tyranny that's profiting from all this. And those who have been, you might say, looking for or praying for or with pure intention, you know, for, you know, how good things can be, that's the spirit, that's the opportunity, that's what we're looking at. You know, there are ways to basically fulfill Earth's divine destiny, and building, you might say, the kingdom conscience, you know, unity conscience, common sense, global village, family of man consciousness, here on Earth as it is in cosmos. So, this evolution, revolution in higher consciousness that our global village is now experiencing may be a challenge to what we'd call insane tyranny, but our divine destiny is on track. I mean, there is divine order is matriculating the matrix, and slow but sure, there's this awakening process that's, you know, the collective consciousness of global humanity is adjusting. And a whole systems reboot was foreordained for this time, and it's in process. It's hard to see sometimes, but there's a spirit of cooperation and co-creation as one, and people worldwide. I mean, they're in their heart of hearts. It's come to this point of singular urgency for all connected humanity, the family of man. As I said, in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive capabilities for unprecedented unity in our diversity. So, recent articles, I provided videos with that theme, some videos with exposés. These are recent articles on the archive page of the HeartCom Network. And I thought I'd share that for people that are, for those listening who are more interested in again, people that are a lot smarter than me on the subject and what they have to say about what's going on with this whole unveiling of corporate tyranny, you might say, corporate spying, corporate monitoring of all of our communications, and the data mining that does analysis of all the data to basically get a profile on everyone. That's an interesting thing that they don't talk about, how basically they're profiling everyone. And journalists and political partisans have expressed a mistaken presumption that government is a balancing force against the excess powers of corporations. This is one of the videos I recently provided in the progress report after the July 4th article. This is a very astute, I mean, very prescient video that explains what's going on with what we think is a check and balance between government and corporations. A lot of people realize, and this is what this is saying, is that those checks and balances have been extremely unbalanced and eroded with corporations now provided and granted by government. I mean, corporations having excessive power that's provided and granted by government, and that government seeks partnerships with corporations and shares in the profits. And this public-private partnership between government and corporations is so advanced that the public interest is no longer a primary concern of government. Government is now a for-profit operation serving itself at the expense of the public interest. Now, that's a pretty profound statement, and most people just don't go there. They don't realize that we're losing it. We're losing consent of the government, government of, by, and for the people, and this is why. So you can watch that video for more cobweb-clearing, mind-blowing straight talk on the corporatocracy. corporatism, it's sometimes called, that's virtually hijacked democracy like a parasitic cancer devouring the host. And this is the current health condition of the in the body of global humanity. It's an urgent alert to all who hear this urgent appeal for the great healing to commence. So that's kind of the theme today I wanted to go into, give a little background connection with recent videos, recent articles, and basically an overview of the extraordinary spirit of opportunity we now have with all the challenges we face. I mean, we've got this AAA spirit is like abundant power, awakened wisdom, advanced love, abundant power in terms of clean, free energy technologies that are now available from the unified quantum source of higher power. There's a link on that clean, free energy technologies that goes to the Thrive website and all the research they've documented that all these free energy technologies are waiting and available and ready for the big shift that's about to occur, hopefully sooner than later. And as far as awakened wisdom, there's these new mass-to-mass telecommunication capabilities with an interactive interface that will involve and evolve social conscience and social networks. And the vision of that, how that works, what that looks like, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. If again, people forward the vision of what the, you know, to others, who forward it to others until it becomes kind of common sense that, hey, you know, we can have a global evolution, revolution in higher consciousness that cultures social conscience and our social networks. And if ever there was a way to culture peace and love in our, you know, global village and the family of man, that's a key way to awaken wisdom. And as far as advanced love, as far as free online universal self-care for global medicines, global citizens with common sense standards for holistic health assurance, and there's a link there that goes into that, how the technology is installed and operational worldwide, where people could very easily access a website that would be extremely easy to set up, wouldn't cost that much, that would provide universal self-care. People could go into that website, go to that website for free, go through a gateway that corresponds to their blood type or metabolic type, go into another through another gateway regarding their current symptom profiles, and of all the different holistic modalities that are available, what's working best for their specific blood type, metabolic type, and current symptom profiles, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. So there's these three links that are on that page on the Progress Report, archived in HeartCom Network. Archives, you can go to that on a regular basis as a way of keeping up to date on the progress of the evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. This is what Cosmic Love is about. I want to thank everyone for listening. I've got a little meditation here at the end of the show. So thanks for tuning in. Another week, Cosmic Love, happy trails. We'll see you, hopefully, in another couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.